The number of people applying to become Australian citizens has dropped to a five-year low after the federal government tried and failed to introduce a new, tougher citizenship test. Applications had been increasing, prompting a warning from the Department of Home Affairs that the trend was unsustainable. That obviously now looks like it's easing as Australia's overall migration intake also falls. Abul Rizvi is a Deputy Secretary of the Department of Immigration from 2005 to 2007, and he had responsibility for migration and citizenship. Abul Rizvi, thank you so much for joining us on RN Breakfast.
Hi, Tom.
Given your experience in the department and given what we're seeing now with this drop in citizenship numbers, what do you think the real reason is?
Oh, I think this is just the flow-on consequences of the cut to the migration intake that was made a few years ago when Peter Dutton announced that he was cutting the intake. It's also the flow-on consequences of the one-off Syrian intake now being completed and now well behind us. So these are the natural results of earlier decisions.
So it's no surprise to you?
No. A decline in citizenship applications would be anticipated with the size of the cut to the intake, which is in fact larger than the headline numbers appear. And that's why you're seeing such a large reduction.
So how long does it normally take for a change in migration to impact citizenship numbers?
It's usually between 2 to 3 years.
Right, okay. And do you think any of the other factors around the value statements and the English test, do you think they've had any impact here?
Well, I'm not sure the value statement, because it was not introduced. It was in the legislation, but the legislation
had not
passed. But it's certainly the case that the citizenship test, which is written in quite sophisticated English, can result in people not being able to apply because they're not able to understand the questions in the test. I would argue that many Australians, in fact, would struggle to pass that test because of the sophisticated nature of the language used.
And do you have any concerns about this number of citizens dropping off, or are you more interested in actually the migration debate?
Well, the two are, of course, related, but the citizenship issue is important. I think two important points to make here. Firstly, we are talking about people who are already permanent residents. So they are most likely going to live in Australia for the rest of their lives, whether they get citizenship or not. So if there are some sort of national security risk or a character risk or anything like that, that does not mean that they will be removed from Australia, necessarily mean that they'll be removed from Australia. They are permanent residents. What they're missing out on is citizenship. And citizenship essentially gives you access to four main things. It gives you access to an Australian passport. It gives you the right to vote. It gives you the right to become an Australian public servant. And it gives you the right to join the Australian Armed Forces. So that's really what they're missing out on. From about 1949 through to about September 2005, Australian governments of both persuasions took the view that the faster that people, once they'd got permanent residence, accessed citizenship, the better from a perspective of social cohesion. Indeed, I would argue the rapid ability to take out citizenship is one of the reasons Australia is indeed one of the world's most successful multicultural nations, as the Prime Minister keeps telling us. But making citizenship harder, I think, actually undermines one of the pillars of Australia's multicultural success.
And do you agree with the Prime Minister? Do you feel we are a really successful multicultural nation?
I believe we are. All of the statistics clearly indicate that we are a very successful multicultural nation. But we should not take that for granted. And governments have the capacity to make a real stuff-up of that if they don't understand the lessons of history.
And where do you think the government's heading on this issue? Do you see any, you know, major problems with where they're going to take us?
Well, I think if they're going to reintroduce that citizenship test or the citizenship legislation that expired in the last parliament, that would be, I believe, a further retrograde step. I think the government should be in the business of promoting social cohesion, not creating a substrata of permanent residents in Australia who are unable to get citizenship. That achieves nothing positive.
Okay, but is there any evidence at all to suggest they are going to reintroduce that test?
I cannot say. They were certainly keen on the test, on that legislation prior to the last election. I'm sure they've got other things on their mind right now, but in time, I suspect they will reintroduce that legislation.
All right. Well, we'll keep an eye on that if it does happen. Abel Rizvi, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And Abel Rizvi was the Deputy Secretary of the Department of Immigration from 2005 to 2007.